scheme to do to stop you guys from getting to the quarterback? You've seen it all, haven't you?
Yeah, we've seen it all, but we haven't seen it on this level before. You know, so I think at the end of the day, man, we're gonna have to find a way to overcome that. You know, and it's just really that simple, man. There's no excuses. There's no the offense is doing this. I mean, they pay us to do a job. They pay us to, you know, to stop the run and get up to the quarterback, and we have to find a way of doing a better job of that.
You mean you're just seeing more multiple schemes to stop it?
Definitely.
More so than ever.
More so than ever. More so than ever. More quick passes. More slot protections. More chips. More punt formation. All types of stuff, man. They're doing a lot, but I mean, does it really matter at the end of the day? It doesn't matter, man. So, you know, we're going to get there. We'll find a way.
You guys are going to have to overcome Sunday without Rocky in the middle. How much, you know, not having him around will affect?
Yeah. Well, Rocky's he's playing very, very well. You know, he's a great football player. So, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, we have some young guys who are going to be in there. They're going to have to step up. And, you know, that's just what we do around here. Next man up, next guy steps up. And, you know, that's just that.
Trent Richardson said yesterday, saw what McCoy was able to do to you guys on the edges. Said there was room to run if they blocked up. Have you guys seen that, obviously, on film Monday? And is that kind of a focus this week against the Bad Vikings?
We'll see. I mean, I heard about that stuff he said, but at the end of the day, man, we just had little mental errors on the game. You know, like, you know, one guy wasn't where he was supposed to be, and that's what allowed McCoy to, you know, to get those yards. So it's not like it was a complete team breakdown. It was just one person on each individual play. So if he looks on tapes and he thinks he sees some candy, then, you know, he can come try and get it.
How do you feel you performed compared to the past years so far, personally?
You know, it's too early in the season to be talking about that, man. I think I've handled my responsibilities. I've done the best that I can, and I'll pretty much leave it at that. Would I have liked to have put up more numbers? I think everybody around here would, but at the end of the day, man, you can only do what you can do.
Do you guys measure your effectiveness by the number of sacks? I mean, is that a good barometer for you guys, or I mean, are there other things that tell you that you guys are doing a good job?
At this particular time, you can't really measure it on that because we're not really just getting that many opportunities to rush the quarterback. So, you know, once we start getting those opportunities and we're not having the impact in the game that we're supposed to, then I'll know that we're not playing well. But I'm not going to say that right now.
What impressions is he? Can you give us a read? He's a young guy. He's got a lot of film, a lot of tape on him. Mm-hmm. But does anything that strikes you?
He's poised, and I think he's going to be an outstanding quarterback in this league for a while. I've seen him do some things that, you know, a lot of rookie quarterbacks don't do. Just the way he throws the ball, stands in the pocket, and delivers. He's fearless, man. I like him as a quarterback.
You mentioned earlier in the week that sometimes you guys can't be as aggressive as you'd like to be because of the secondary trouble in the back, the injuries and all that. Do you feel like this week maybe with their trouble wide receiver, you know, Whedon's doing some interceptions, you guys maybe can be a little more aggressive and make them?
Well, honestly, I don't know, man. It's just going to be up to Coach Peel. Whatever he feels like is going to work this week is what he's going to call, and we're just going to execute that. So I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen or how the game is going to play out, but, you know, we'll see on Sunday.